Our scripture reading today, Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Our second reading is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are called according to his purpose.
Lord, I do thank you for this word. I ask that you would bless it and let it be a word that blesses those who are here, and God, that you would bless those who are listening by the podcast, that you would let this word take them through the week. I thank you and give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I give honor to the elders and the trustees and the board and the congregation. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful again to just be here today. And today I want to talk from the topic, turning point. I was at a meeting. It was like a strategic board meeting we were at, and we had a facilitator. And so they were asking about the history of this company that I was sitting on their board. And we had a young man who came in to give us the history of the company. And he went on to share that the company was going through some things, and it was either they were going to close it down or they were going to go to their next level with it. They were going to try and take it to the next level. And so half wanted to close and half wanted to try and keep pushing forward with it. And so when those who wanted to keep pushing forward, they went on vacation, went out of town, the board convened and voted to close it down. And so then those who came back, they came back to town, and instead of allowing it to close down, they actually took the company. They took it over and took it on to the next level. So the facilitator, she said to us, that's called a turning point. That was a turning point in that company, when they could either go, you know, completely finish and end, or they could try and make it to the next level. We as people, we go through those turning points in our life. We've all had those times when we go through that, where we make a life-changing decision, something that literally does alter the way our lives go, the direction that our lives go. And so I was sitting there while she was talking, and I said, I think that's a sermon. And so I started taking notes. I started taking notes, and then I went over to my friend, and I reached over, you know, I kind of whispered to her. I said, I think this is a sermon. I said, can't you see it? You know, and we started sitting there. We were no longer actually listening to the facilitator. We were writing notes on how this could be a sermon and the scriptures that would go with it. And, you know, and so pretty much anything I can make it a sermon because I just, you know, I can see God in things a lot. But anyway, so, and then she said, you know what? She said, my turning point. Now, we're doing this while, you know, we were a little out of order because we were talking while the facilitator was talking. But it was important. She said, my turning point, she said, in my life is when I was diagnosed with cancer. She said, when I was diagnosed with cancer, it caused me to make a stronger commitment to God. And that was a turning point for her. And then other decisions were made because she made that first turning point. She turned from what she was doing and made her life more geared towards serving God and serving others. And so that was her turning point. So then it got me to thinking, well, what was one of one? Because we go through so many. There are many times that we make different decisions, but I just like that title, turning point. So I started to think, well, what was something that I did that truly was a turning point in my life that caused me to stop going one direction and go a different direction? And it began to come back to my mind that in 1997, I was working at Physicians Mutual, and it was fine. It was a fine job, but I was also working with my mom, and I made the decision in 1997 to leave my job and to go and work solely with my mom and travel with her and preach the gospel, to bring the gospel to people. And so, it made such a big difference. I went from, you know, a salary to not much at all, but I felt so strongly. I felt it so strongly that God was calling me to make that decision. It's hard sometimes to make that, to take a chance on that turning point. However, had I not, as I was sitting and thinking about it now, even looking back on it now, had I not made that decision, I would not be here today, because that is what built me into the woman of God that I am. It's all of that time traveling with my mom, all of that time sitting under the word, having her praying over me and anointing me to do this job that I'm doing now. But had I not made that point, that turn right then, to stop where I was going and turn and go in a totally different direction, being led by the Spirit of God. So that's kind of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about a turning point. Our first scripture is Romans 8:28. And this is why you can make that turn even when you don't know where it's going. Because truly, you can take that chance. You can step out. Because truly, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I was a lot younger, like 26, I think. Somewhere in there. So I was a little braver probably. You know, when you're 20, sometimes you'll do things and not really. God can really use you to get you into where he needs you to be because you're a little braver. You don't really realize, oh, wow, that means I won't have a lot of money. I didn't think about it. I just knew that he was calling me to take this chance and step out and walk with my mom through ministry and learn ministry. So, but anyway, Romans 8:28, this is why you can take that chance. You can step out on faith because in Romans 28, it says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And I mean, I really stand on that scripture because when you dare to step out, you have to know that even though you can't see what's going to happen, you can't see the end, he works it all together for your good. You take that chance. And we all go through times of returning. I mean, I imagine you are all kind of thinking, oh yeah, it was when I did that, or yeah, when I made this decision really was a turning point in my life. I just feel like we are coming as we're going into a new year. And that's why I wanted to start off our holiday season with this, knowing that we're all heading into a turning point, a new challenge in our life. We can't quite see what's going on or what's going to happen, but we're all making that chance. Or making that turn, or making a new decision maybe about something. I'm not sure what it could be for you. It could be anything. It could be that you're trying to decide, well, should I go where my children are, where my grandchildren are? Should I make a move? You know, should I retire? Whatever you're dealing with that will truly change the trajectory of your life. I feel like we're going through that season right now. So I hope that this kind of guide you as we go through our holiday season. We're going to go on into talking about hope and joy and peace and love. But I want to kind of give you just kind of guide you that you may have to make some decisions. We all may be facing some turning points in our life. And it's okay because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. And you wouldn't be here if you weren't called. So you can put your faith and your trust in that. So I grabbed some examples. You know how much I love examples. So I have a Bible example and I have a person that I know example. But let's start first with our Bible example. Someone who had to face a turning point. Genesis 11:31-12:4. And we're talking Abraham, but he's Abram here because God is just now sending him out. And this is a big turning point that Abram had to face. 11:31. And Terah took Abram, his son, and Lot, the son of Haran, his son's son, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife. And they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go into the land of Canaan. And they came unto Haran and dwelt there. And the days of Terah were 205 years. And Terah died in Haran. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. What a turning point for him. He had to leave everything that was familiar. God called him, and he did it at 75. You know, it seems like that would be our seniors at around that age. for them, I guess he was really a young buck because his dad lived to be a 205. So I'm thinking maybe he was really young to them. But if we look at it at our age, that's like he made a big life decision at 75 to gather his wife and his nephew and to leave the land that they were familiar with, to leave their family. It said, get out of this country. And God didn't even actually tell him where he was going to go. He just kind of said, go, and I'll tell you as you go along. Would that be very difficult? God told you, okay, I want you to move. Get in the car and load everything up and just start driving. And I'll tell you where you're going to go as you're driving. You know, that would be difficult for us. I don't think it would be hard to make that turning point. However, for Abraham, he was a man of faith and he had to step out. But I just see that as when God tells us to do something, I'm calling it a turning point, but truly it's when God is guiding you or leading you to make a change, to change something in your life, to do something different. And I mean, it could be just about anything, but it's something that changes the direction in which you're going. And that's what it was for Abraham. It changed the direction. It took him from his comfort zone, from his familiar. He had to step out and trust God. Well, I want to tell you today, you can trust him. Because of our first scripture, he works it all together for your good. You can trust him. If he's telling you, maybe he is telling you, downsize. Move from a big house to a smaller house. It's that time in your life. You know, it could be that. He could be telling you, move where your grandkids are so you can be closer to them. Or he can be telling you, retire. Now it's time to retire. Or start a whole new career. Can you imagine that? But he could be saying that. You just never know what God is calling you or telling you to do at this turning point, but you can trust him that he's not going to lead you wrong. And so a personal story that I wanted to share is you all met my sister Donna. She lives in Georgia. And just recently they're in the military, or they were, they're retired military now. So they've always lived on a military base or right real close to a military base. But this year they moved into the city. Their daughter was there, so they felt led to move closer to where their daughter and their grandson would be. But it was a very big challenge for her because she's always lived either on a military base or she's lived right next to the military base or real close to it. But now she's living right in the middle of Atlanta with millions of people after always being in small communities. But I'm very proud of her because they took that chance. They were very nervous about making the change, but they felt truly that God was telling them, it's time to move closer to your daughter. It's time for you guys to all be real close together. So they took a chance, and she's thriving in it. So it's really kind of neat. Sometimes though, you have to take that chance to make that change, to make that turning point. You have to take a chance and try it. Step out of what's very comfortable for you. It's so easy for us to stay in the comfort. It really is. It's so easy. Well, it's just comfortable. Who doesn't want to be comfortable? You know, it's easy for us to stay there. But when you feel not just, you know, not haphazardly, but when you feel God is guiding you, we have to take a chance and step out on faith and trust that he does exactly what he says. He says he's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. So we have to take a chance and step out at that turning point. When that's your time to make that turning point. Another example, and I talked about Ruth last week because she's one of my favorites. But I'm going to talk about her again because this was a really big turning point for her. And this is in the book of Ruth. It's Ruth 1:16-17. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following thee after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die. And there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. So she's talking to her mother-in-law, Naomi. And she's saying, I have to leave my family, but I'm coming with you. Now she's lost her husband, so she's going through grief. You know, and have you ever come to a point, I did, of course, you all know my story, when my passed away, what next? What am I going to do now? What do I do? And that's kind of where Ruth was, she'd lost her husband. What next? What do I do? Have you ever been in that situation? Now what do I do? Where do I go from here? What is the next thing for me? And that's where Ruth was. And she felt so strongly that she had to go with her mother-in-law, Naomi, to her mother-in-law's land. But that meant she had to leave her own family. That's a big turning point. That's a big decision to make. She had to make. But when God is with you and he's with you, he promised he would never leave you. He promised he would never forsake you. He would be with you always. You can put your trust in him, knowing that whatever that big decision is, like the decision she had to make, like the decision my sister and her husband had to make, to move from what was comfortable, being comfortable and feeling safe around the base, they had to move to the middle of the big city. They said, I hear ambulances every day, all the time, because they're in the middle of the city. There's so much going on. But it's the same with Ruth. She had to make that decision to make a change. And we all come to that point. So I just want you just now to just be kind of thinking about that. What is, am I facing a turning point? You may not be, but I think that all of us, as this, as time keeps going, we all come to a point where we have to face a turning point. We have to decide to follow the leading of God. If he's guiding us, we have to know that life comes and what's next. He's going to guide you. Be open to hearing him as he guides you to what's next. My final scripture today, it's from Deuteronomy 31. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth good with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The word is encouraging you to be strong and of good courage. No matter what decision you have to make, no matter what turning point, no matter what's going on, he says he will be with you. He will not forsake you. He won't fail you. And that's, to me, that's just wonderful to know. When I'm not sure of what decision to make, when I'm not sure, but knowing that God will not fail me, so long as I'm hearing his voice and he's guiding me, the word says, he will not fail thee. And that's something you can hang on to. I like this scripture. You can hang it on your refrigerator to just remind you as you're making these decisions, as you're making choices, as you're going through your turning point, as you're going through your change in life, those things that we have to face in life. It's important to know that he won't fail you. He says, be of good courage. Be strong in the Lord. I think of, and this is my final story, but I think of my mom in 1984. She was a wonderful church worker. We went to Holy Ghost Temple was the name of the church we went to. And she had a position there. She's an elder. And they called it evangelist in that church, but she was the leader of them. And she was, you know, she was just a good church worker. She truly loved God and she believed in God. And so she felt the call to be a pastor. She's coming out of a church that did not believe in women preachers. They didn't believe women could preach. It was such a step, such a turning point for her to step out, coming out of someone that says, you can't do that job. But knowing that God called her to do that, he called her to step out and pastor a church. She took a lot of criticism. They called her many names, all kinds of things that were not godly to me, not Christian. But it's what happened. But she stepped out anyway. She took a chance and stepped out knowing that God, she heard the word of God. She heard his voice engaging her and telling her to step out and do this. Start this church. And this is what he told her. He said, it's the scripture that they're the laborers. I can't get it to come out of my head just right, but that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And there was no church here in Council Bluffs, geared for the black community is what it was. And so she felt God leading her to do that, to step out and do that. And I tell you what, taking that chance, stepping out and stepping out, she reached the whole generation. She changed our lives. Our lives would have never been the same. Her six children, we'd have never been the same. I definitely wouldn't be here. I would not be here. Had she not took a chance and stepped out at that time, that turning point, She changed the trajectory of our life, her children. But man, there's so many generations of young people that she reached here in the city. Had she not done that, they would have never been reached. And so, to me, she was a big example of a turning point and rising to that occasion, taking that chance and stepping out, trusting God that he was going to work all things together for good, trusting him that he wouldn't fail her. And he didn't. And literally, there are so many ministries from her ministry. There are so many young people who came from her because she dared to follow the voice of God and hear what he was telling her. She touched the lives of so many, not just me and my siblings, but gosh, there were just hundreds of young people that she reached by making and taking that chance to rise to that turning point in her life. So today, I think that we are all, as I said, coming to a turning point. We're all at a point in our lives where decisions have to be made. How about that? We have to make decisions. I want to encourage us today, and this is what I'm going to pray for, that we trust God to guide us to make the right decision. We trust him that he knows what's best for us and that he's going to work it. No matter what it is, he's going to work it together for our good. So let's pray this morning. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Lord, today I'm praying for those who have to make tough decisions right now in their life. God, things that will change the direction of their life. I'm praying, God, that you would give them the strength and the courage, as your word said, be strong and courageous. I'm praying, Lord, that you would give them the strength and the courage to make those decisions, God, to know that you are with them. You have them right in the palm of your hand, and you will no good thing, God, will you withhold from them. It may be a scary decision, but God, you be with them. You guide them. You direct them. Open their ears, God, to hear you as you guide them. Open their eyes to see where you're taking them. And we thank you. We give you praise, God. We give you honor and we give you glory today. You're so worthy. And we do pray again just for all of those on our prayer list that you would meet each one, God, at their very points of need. And we thank you today. We honor you, God. We thank you, Lord, that each and everyone in here will have a good Thanksgiving week and that we'll go on into Advent, God, blessing you and praising you. And we bless you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.